Yes, yeah, there are many more outside on them.
I'll go bring it.
All of you, please try to chant, follow me, and look at the slokas. Uncle Ji explains each word. You can write down the meanings also. Then you will learn better. You enjoy also. Sahanavavatu, sahano bhunaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastu mavid vishavahai. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwarah, Gurureva Param Brahma, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Samasta Jana Kalyane Niratam Karunamayam Namami Chinmayam Devam Satgurum Brahma Vidvaram Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanuramardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum.
We are discussing very important topic, how to end sorrows of the world. We all are facing sorrows from the world. How to end it? That is, Bhagavan Krishna is suggesting us. Arjun was crying in the battlefield. He was also sorrowful. He asked for his duty in the battlefield, what is my dharma? But Lord instead started giving him the knowledge of the self. Lord thought that this knowledge of self will help me, help him to remove his sorrows. So he started giving his arguments from the highest standpoint, from the Atman standpoint. There cannot be any sorrow because the Atman is eternal. It is not born. It cannot be killed. Arjun is standing in front of all the Kauravas and he is thinking that he is going to kill all these people. Therefore, he will be committing this great sin. But Lord is saying that you should fight this war. Atman you can never kill. So from the standpoint of Atman, which is indestructible, there cannot be any soak. Argument number one. Argument number two, if he says, if you think, Arjun, I don't consider, but if you think that jivatmas are continuously born and continuously dying, in that case also, the grief, there is no scope of grief. Why? Because that is law. Jatasya dhruva mrityu. Anything which is born will die and will be reborn again. So why we are getting sorrow? The Lord says there we are getting sorrow because of our unintelligent attachment to the changing world. It is only attachment. So from the Jivatma level also, Bhagavan says there cannot be any grief. Because that is law, you cannot change. Can we change the law? Can we change our law of this body? Jayate, Varadate, Viprinamate, Apakshiyate and Vinashyati. Jayate, it is born. Vardate, it grows. Viprinmate, it matures. Then apakshiyate, it goes down. And the last station is death. Can we change this law? No. Do we have any choice there? No. What we have to do? Follow it. Accept it. If you accept it, there is no sorrow. Why are we feeling sorrow? Because of attachment. Because of attachment only. Argument number 3 from the body level. From the body level, Lord says, he is using the word vyakta and abhyakta. The body manifests from 5 great elements, stays for some time and goes back to 5 elements. Nothing is destroyed there. 5 great elements remain intact. Like a pot is born from the clay and when it is broken becomes clay only. Similarly, this body is born from the 5 great elements, stays for some time and goes back to 5 great elements. So where is the loss? There is no loss. So there is no question of sorrow. Now concluding this topic of Atman, Lord is saying in verse number 30, chapter 2, slok number 30.
Dehi nityam avadhoyam. Dehe sarvasya bharata. Tasmat sarvani bhutani. Natvam shochitum arhasi. Dehi nityam avadhoyam. Dehe sarvasya bharata. Tasmat sarvani bhutani. Natvam shochitum arhasi. Swadharmam api chaveksha. Navikampitum arhasi. Dharmadhi yuddha chreyonyata. Kshatriyasya navidyate. Swadharmam api chaveksha, navikampitum arhasi, dharmadhi yuddha chreyonyat, Kriyasya na vidyate.
Now the, from Sadharma level also,
यद्रिच्छया चोपपन्नम् स्वर्गदारम् अपावृतम् सुखिन क्षत्रियः पार्थ लभन्ते युद्धमीदृशम् यद्रिच्छया चोपपन्नम् स्वर्गदारम् अपावृतम् सुखिन क्षत्रियः पार्थ लभन्ते युद्धमीदृशम् अथ चेत्त्वं विमं धर्म्यं संग्रामं न करिष्यसि ततस्वधर्मं कीर्तिं च हित्वा पापमवाप्स्यसि अथ चेत्त्वं इमं धर्म्यं संग्रामं न करिष्यसि ततस्वधर्मं कीर्तिं च हित्वा पापमवाप्स्यसि. पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरि ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि
We have several copies here. Please take them. Please join in the when Uncle Ji is giving his discourses at that time, and then again join in the chanting after the during the concluding session. The second thing is, if I can just have your attention for 1 second, our Bal Vihar program and the study group programs that we've been carrying on for so many years now, we continue to get traction and attention from the community. But the best way we can get it is through the word of mouth coming from you. If that's something that has benefited you and benefited your children, please, I appeal to you to please pass the flyers that Anandji will be giving out. Please send it to your friends, share that with them, and then have them come and join us. And the third thing is that we have a banquet coming up on the November 3rd, Sunday, and that's the annual fundraising dinner. That's the only annual fundraising event that we hold, and we all solicit your support and your help in raising funds, purchasing tickets. I think Vinayji probably told your group, and I'm sure the study group members told you. You know, please purchase the tickets and come to the banquet. Donate if you can, but come and enjoy it as a Chinmaya family. It's a Chicago-wide banquet, so we all three centers, Gangotri, Yamunotri, and Badri, will be there. And we truly will help. It will truly help if you all join us. The tickets are available outside, and Malinji or I will be outside to help you. Okay? Hari Om. Thank you. Please take the Bhagavad Gita books. Anandji, please give out this Balviyar thing as people come out.